Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially the friends and family of our wonderful friend Mark Eichhorst. One of the first things that Pastor Ganey and I do after hearing of the death of one of our members is to run and find their confirmation verse. In Mark's case, it was a little unusual because Mark and I actually prepared the whole worship service together. He picked the lessons, he picked the hymns, and I just put it all together. And so that was just a great joy to be able to do that with Mark and affirm his faith. So when Mark and I were working on putting the service together, I called over to St. John and got his confirmation verse from them. And when I looked up Isaiah 54:10 and read those words, as right now tears came to my eyes. Because Mark's confirmation verse, as many usually are, was so appropriate for his life. That verse is printed for you on the front top page of the worship folder, Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Now, Mark certainly had many blessings in his life. He loved being a sports reporter for the Journal Times back in the day, covering his beloved Chicago Bears, Bear Down, going into the locker room and being with those greats of the game. And to be sure, he loved his time with WRJN and his radio show, It's All About Racine. Because it gave him a chance to talk about and to promote the community that he loved so much. He loved serving on a near endless list of community organizations that I'm not even going to try to list because I would miss one or two of them for sure. But Mark also had many challenges in his life, those mountains and hills that Isaiah talks about. After losing the mayoral race, that led to his bankruptcy and the foreclosure of his home on Melvin Avenue, being attacked by two pit bulls, losing his dog Wrigley in the most awful way. Seeing it happen right before his very eyes was devastating to Mark. Being sued by a close friend and a police officer because his dog Mac just barely nipped at them, and then having Mac designated as a dangerous animal and having to put posters of Mac on all four sides of his house. And then, probably the worst of it all, having to give up Mac as he went into the hospital yet again, and then finally into hospice. These were all very devastating events for Mark. And yet through it all, he continued to proclaim, and you know the words, I'm blessed. Mark was so devoted to Trinity. Every Saturday, when I was preaching, I would come over here to the church about 4 o'clock to get things ready for the 5 o'clock service. And just like clockwork, about 4:20, Mark would come in. And I'd ask Mark, how are you doing? And he'd say, you know the words, I'm blessed. Now I have to tell you, there were times when he said it, I knew he was struggling. You could hear it in his voice. After he lost Wrigley, after his heart surgery a year ago that was slow to recover from. But even though he was struggling, his trust in God never wavered. In the last couple of years, in recent years, he assisted here at Trinity doing custodial work. Here he is, emptying the trash, mopping the floors, not very glamorous work at all. And yet he thanked us. For the opportunity to be on the team. Of course, using baseball terms, each of us has our little positions here at Trinity, and Mark was just playing his mission. He was so honored that he was cleaning up the classrooms where the gospel was being shared with our young students every day. Being close to Mark over the last couple of years and seeing one thing after another go wrong in his life, I really think someone could have written a book about Mark, or Mark could have been the star of his own reality TV show with all that drama going on in his life. But you know, the fact of the matter is Mark wouldn't have had any of that, because he always put others first. It was either all about God or all about Racine. With Mark, it was never all about Mark, even as he got sicker and sicker. For instance, you know, I've known Mark for, 17 years. And it wasn't until a few weeks ago, I think him and I were driving back to the nursing home after the Relay for Life. He tells me that he had been at a wedding reception, or a wedding, and then went to the reception that afternoon. And Helen Hunt happened to be at that same wedding reception. And he got to dance with Helen Hunt. Now, I guarantee, if it was me in that position, and I met you 5 minutes ago, I would have made sure to work that little fact into that conversation in that first 5 minutes. But it took Mark 17 years to tell me that. That's the way he was. The same thing with his awards, with his presentations, even with the name Mr. Racine. It was never about him. Mark was never someone who would toot his own horn. So a few weeks ago, Jim Rasmussen, another dear friend of Mark's, went over to visit Mark at the nursing home. And he put together a short video that we ended up showing at Roma Lodge, the fundraiser, in case Mark couldn't make it, which he didn't. And I'd like to show just a couple of minutes of that video, which shows more than anything else the depth of Mark's faith.
How blessed I truly am. And still at this point in my life, even with this tremendous struggle, he's still walking there with me. I've got this walk to make. It's probably not going to be a very long walk, but he's walking with me. He's holding me up, and that's great. That show was never, ever about me personally. It was about a guy that had the nickname Mr. Racine, where God gave, again, blessed with the opportunity to be able to talk about the great community that he has, not only bless me, but everybody to live, work, and play in. And as important as it was for me to be out there and talking about the Racine County area, I found it becoming more important for me to be able to talk about my Christian life. Because as much as I enjoy seeing people like yourself, all these friends and people that are gathered here today out at events like the Italian Festival, Fourth Fest, Animal Crackers, First Friday is the county fair, where I really want to see him is in heaven. So I try to give him a little insight into how much he helps me. And when I say that, I'm blessed every day. I do it for two reasons, because people know I'm struggling, or I've had my struggles, at least, especially in the last 2 years, and they ask me, how can you say that? And I said, because I am. I mean, I don't care what inventory you take. your blessings always outnumber your struggles. And it also reminds me, too, sometimes I need that reminder, you know, late at night in here, really hurting, feeling like when I'm saying one of those prayers, Lord, if it be thy will, take me. But I always pray, not my will be done, thy will be done. I'm ready to go. I get the easy part. In a number of weeks or maybe a month, I get to go home and be one with my Lord and Savior. All you people out there still have to put up with this crazy world. That's just the way I feel. I always call myself a modern-day prodigal son. And I am. It was after the election, and I kind of thought God wasn't running my life the way I wanted it to, and I could run it better, so I left him for a while. And it didn't take me long to mess my life up even more. And when I came crawling back to him, like the prodigal son did in the Bible, he welcomed me back with open arms. And since then, I've really been on a mission to help other people.
Nothing would make Mark more happy than to see every single one of his friends, family, associates, anybody he ever run into in heaven with him. Nothing would make Mark happier than for all of his friends and family and colleagues and associates, people he just run into, to put their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's all about Jesus. Jesus is the one who lived a perfect life because there's no way we can live up to God's standards. And Jesus is the one who died on the cross to take our punishment so that we don't have to burn in hell for all eternity. And if you think it's warm here, well, just imagine what it's like down there. But that's the Christian faith in a nutshell, and that is Mark's faith in a nutshell. One of the ways that Mark shared his faith, besides telling everyone in the world that he was blessed, a couple of years ago, Pastor Ganey did a sermon which included these little cards which we were handing out to you earlier today. They say, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, from Romans 12:12. Well, everybody got one of these in their worship folder that day. But Mark kept running back to Pastor Ganey, asking for dozens and dozens of these cards, because he was going around giving them to people, because he wanted to minister to people, even during times when he himself needed ministering too. So if you don't have a relationship with God, I think Mark would really, really encourage you to speak with Pastor Ganey or me so that we can begin that walk towards a relationship with God through his word and begin talking with you about the endless love of God. And if you do have a relationship with God, with Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, then I think Mark would still encourage you to get down on your knees and thank God every single day. For all of the blessings that he gives us. So that we can say, along with Mark, every single day, you know the words, I'm blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.